今天应该要讲无念念者即念真如，无生生者即生实相。
So today we're going to continue with the verse, and we got as far as the bottom of the first verse. Being mindful of no thought is to be mindful of true suchness. Producing the unborn is to produce true form.
这个无念就是我们一般可能会解释就是没有念头啊，那这边好像不是没有念头的意思。
So usually when we talk about no thought, people tend to think that it's referring to having no thoughts, but that doesn't seem to be the meaning here.
这个念这个字在中文是啊叫做金，就是现在的心，金心，有吗？就现在的心。
So in Chinese, the word thought or the character nian is actually being referred to as the present mind.
那我们的心，从楞严经讲，大概有十种功能啊。
So based on the Saragama Sutra, our mind has 10 different functions.
就是我们第一个我们在看或者我们在听我们在想用的都是心，不是用眼睛看，不是用耳朵听，也不是说用什么用头脑思考，是用心。
So basically, whenever we're looking at things, or we're hearing, listening, or engaging thinking, we are actually using our mind to do all these things. So it's not as if we're using our eyes or our ear or using the brain to think. It's the mind that we're using to engage in all these activities.
那包括我们生气，我们是不是用心生气？
Even when we get mad, isn't it the mind that we're using to get mad?
啊，就是好像就是只有心，那能够产生生气的现象，或是产生高兴的现象，那都全部都是心。
So all of it is really the bottom line is it's related to the mind. Only the mind can give rise to the phenomenon of being angry or being happy.
啊，那就是。这是他讲那个心的本质，这是第一个啊，就是任何现象都是由心产生的功能。那第二个是我们这个心它的本质并不动。
So that is the first characteristic of the mind, where everything arises from the mind. And the second characteristic is that the mind is unmoving.
譬如说我的心很波动啊，那我很快乐，那基本上这些都是现象，都是在动的，不是心的本质。
So for instance, if you feel your mind is moving a lot, or you're feeling ecstatic, very happy, it's the mind itself is unmoving. These are merely phenomena.
那刚刚楞严经有讲到，就是说他用两个，就是说手这样叫开啊。这样叫什么合，对不对？开合，开合。然后他就问，佛就问阿难说：“我手开跟合，开就是手掌吧，合就是拳头，有开有合。那你的那个心有没有开合？”但阿难就要回答说：“没有啊。”可是我们一般人会觉得什么？心是有开合的。
So In the Saragama Sutra, the Buddha used the example of the hand, where the hand opens up to a palm and it closes to a fist, and he keeps this action several times and asking Anand whether the mind opens or closes. And Anand knows that he's supposed to answer no, but usually for us, when I ask you this question, do you feel your mind is opening and closing as the hand?
还要弄个一个比喻，比如说佛很厉害，就是放一道光啊，用手这样放一道光，那阿难就赶快往右边看，那放左道光，那阿右左光，就是阿难头有往左动，右动啊，头有在动，那佛就问说，你头动，那你那个心有没有动？阿难也说没有。
So also Buddha showed his supernatural power by emitting light on the right and emitting light on the left. So whenever he does it, Anand turns his head left and right. And so the Buddha asked him, so when your head is turning left and right, is your mind also moving left and right?
所以如果你头动, 你心并不动, 那同样的道理, 里面从家里面, 如果走路来的话, 身体动, 你心有没有动?
So supposedly when the head is moving, your mind is not moving. So similarly, if you your physical body moves from your home and walk all the way to the Chan Center, in that case, has your mind moved?
有时候我们禅宗会有一个公案说你从哪里来啊，那我们讲说那我刚刚是从家里面来嘛，家里面的那一个 那个记忆的那个家里面的那个什么的那一个什么一个图像有没有啊？还有你刚刚从家里面走路的那个路边的这个什么这个景象都会浮出来嘛啊？这些东西是动的，对不对？你想它就跑出来，那你就认为我从，因为你就是一个人在那个在路上走路那个动的像会浮出来嘛？那我们就会把那个当成我，对不对？ 那你就说我来了，对不对？那是你的影像跑过来了，可是心有没有来？没有来。
So when we talk about coming from home, usually what happens is our mind give rise to this image of us being at home, and then also you give rise to all these different images of you coming to the Chan Center. Along the way, the images that you see on the street. So what happens is your mind moves because you feel that your mind is moving because you perceive those phenomena, those images as your mind.
所以说，我们平常把那一个被我们看到的动的现象，包括外面的，还包括你记忆中的这一些影像的动的现象，它是被看到的。 可是我们会把它当成是我，像等于是，像应该如果从心的角度来看，它不是我。
So what happens is that we perceive these images that's been perceived by the mind, that it's moving and changing, but we mistakenly think that these images, these phenomena, is the mind itself, and that's why we think the mind moves. But when in actuality, the mind itself does not move.
譬如说有人在你睡觉的时候把你家从你家把你载过来这边，那醒来以后，哎，结果怎么在这边？你身体有没有动？有啊，你从那个地方跑过来呀。可是你的心并没有这段记忆啊。可是你人是来的，所以其实心是没有来，身体是来的，可是心是没有来去的。
Let me give you another example. If you're sleeping, and while you're sleeping, someone transports your body from your home to the Chan Center. So has the body moved? Yes, the body has moved. But because your mind doesn't have the recollection of having moved because you were asleep, so you don't perceive that you have moved.
我有一次从二楼掉下来，在龙城市掉下来。 然后就被送进医院了，那这个事情我都不知道了，已经忘记了，我已经睁开说，哎，其实我怎么在这边？事实上，我的身体已经什么，从龙禅寺就是移到，可是我的知觉没有，所以我不感觉，我那份记忆没有，所以我就觉得，其实我怎么在这边？
So once back in Taiwan, in the Nongchan Monastery, I fell off from the second floor to the first floor, and so they rushed me to the hospital. And I didn't have a recollection of what happened. I fell off, and then when I woke up, I was already at the hospital. So when I woke up, I was amazed. I was like, why am I here? And that is because even though they have moved my body, but I don't have the recollection of what had happened.
所以这个可以懂，经典的好像是《维摩诘经》有讲，不来而来，就是 你的心 是没有来去的，可是身体又什么又从那个地方跑到这个地方来，那不来而来。
So the mind itself actually doesn't move and it neither comes nor goes. So there's a phrase in the Vimrakiti Sutra that talks about the mind neither goes nor neither comes nor goes. Or the mind 不来而来，
不来而来，不来而来。
The mind comes without coming?
就是这样说，你的身、你的心是没来的，可是你的身体来
了。So the mind comes without coming. Without come? Okay, so the translation should be without coming and I come.
嗯，我知道那一些鬼啦，哈，我就讲鬼啊。或是中阴身，我就碰到有一个人，他在一场车祸，好像就是发生车祸，那他也不晓得他自己死掉了，然后他就动个念头就到台湾去看一看，又动个念头又到美国来，这样子。其实他就是念头一动，他的心就什么就浮现了台湾的画面，在念头一动就浮现了一个什么美国的画面，那叫做来，叫做去。我们也有这种能力，对不对
？So once someone got in a car accident, and this person didn't know that he got into a car accident.
他最后又活起来了。
Okay. So so supposedly he lost consciousness, and so but he didn't know that he was in a car accident. So.His mind moved and he gave rise to the thought of going back to Taiwan, and so he went back to Taiwan, and then when his mind moved again of coming back here, he actually came back here again.
我把整个故事讲好了哈，这个人就是现在是从东岸哈开车到西岸嘛，有没有那么长不太清楚，好像就是开高速公路，然后去那一个仙瓦上那边去做义工啊，开车很累，那就在高速公路，就是一边开一边啃一边睡觉啊、哦，然后就是好像就是车子就是像蛇这样子啊。那时候曾经也被警察拦下来，看有没有喝酒这样子。那突然间，他看到前面有一台货柜车，他就刹着来不及了，就不管了哈、哦，就继续开了哈、哦。看他到了。到了那个就是应该是 LA 的样子哈，那边他呢到那个地方以后，他就下车，那就去做义工。那看到那边的人，他就来打招呼，那边都不讲话嘛，所以就没事啊。然后赶快进去厨房啊，那些就是帮忙切菜，那他们也不讲话，那就 OK 了。那接下来他做完以后。他就想到说，他想到说，哎，台湾不知道怎么样啊，他想到自己的家乡，哎，那就回到台湾了啊，也没人哈、啊，然后再看到他的朋友最近不知道怎么样，又回来美国啊，都是一念之间又回到美国来，哎，也没事，就他突然想到说，哎，我不是车子去撞到货柜车吗？怎么没事哈、啊？所以他就跑到现场去看，哇！护士跟什么跟医生在救人了啊，就他可能又神识又跑回去啊，然后就被救活了啊，才讲出这段故事。
So let me tell the story in completion to make it easier to understand. So there was this guy who was driving from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast to visit the city of 10,000 Buddhas, the place of Dharma Master Shenhua.And so when he was driving on the highway, he was exhausted, and he wasn't able to drive very steadily. He was actually snaking around. The cop even stopped him to check whether he's driving under influence. So anyway, he just continued to drive, and while he was feeling really tired, he felt his car was crashing into a truck in front of him. But he didn't pay much attention to it. He continued to drive, and so he eventually arrived at the West Coast, the city of 10,000 Buddhas, and join them. But because people over there, they engage in practice silence, they don't talk. So nobody say hi to him, and he didn't think much of it. He went to the kitchen to try to help out, and again, nobody say anything to him. And all of a sudden, he thought, I wonder how my families and friends are doing in Taiwan. So he went to Taiwan and didn't see anybody. And then he thought, how are my friends doing in on the East Coast? And he came back to the East Coast. But suddenly it occurred to him, I remember that I crashed into a truck. What came of it? So as soon as he gave rise to this thought, he actually went to his conscience actually went to the site of the car accident. And then he realized that he saw doctors and nurses were trying to save him. And then he realized that he actually got into a car accident. And then that's when his consciousness went back into his body.
所以对他来讲的话，其实他回台湾，可能就是他心中就浮出台湾的画面，然后想到美国，美国的画面就浮出来了。那这些画面是被他看到的，对不对？那你可以讲说他没去嘛，有去，可是他去什么东西，就是画面浮出来而已。
So what happened was when he thought of Taiwan, the image of Taiwan.Arises in his mind when he thinks of what's happening here on the East Coast. That same also an image arises in his mind. So, what did he really go or not go? It's really just different images, phenomena rising in his own mind.
像我昨天就做了一个梦，就是我梦骑摩托车骑到哪里，然后又回来，然后一个包包就是掉了。那我就想说，要不要回去捡啊？就想想说啊，里面也没多少钱，就算了啊，就梦就醒来了哈。请问我有没有骑摩托到某个地方？你不能讲说梦没有，对不对？有嘛，对不对？他说我有没有去。
So yesterday I had a dream that I was riding the motorcycle and going to some place. And on the way there or in the way back, I left my bag there.And so in the dream, I was wondering whether I should go back to get the bag or not. And in the dream, I decided, there isn't that much money in that bag, so I didn't go back to retrieve it. So did the dream happen? Did I really rode on the motorcycle and went to some place? So the dream, you can't say that there's no dream. There was a dream. I did dream about all these. But did I really go anywhere?
所以就是你心中可能有一大堆的一些画面浮出来，那这些画面是被你看到的，那画面可能有一个人叫做你一直跑到哪个地方去，可是他是画面，这个人是被你看到了，被你的心看到，那个心动不动，它是不动的。
So there are all these phenomena, these images arise from the mind and that's being perceived by the mindSo these images are moving back and forth, but whether the mind that's doing the perceiving, it doesn't move itself.
所以在禅宗有一个很有名的，就是六祖坛经有讲到啊，就是动中有不动，叫做真如用。就是你要看到动的现象里面是有一个不动的心，如果这样子的话，叫做什么？叫做真如的功能。就我们真心的功能。
So in the Sixth Patriarch Platform Sutra, there's a saying that we need to be able to perceive what is unmoving amidst of what is moving. And to able to do that, that will be the function of your true suchness.
同样的原则就是你心中就是有浮出啊，很难过的画面，这些画面是动的，对不对？可是心可以看到这个画面，这个心是什么？是不动的。那假设你把那个动的画面的人事物当成你，那你就看不到不动的心，是用不动的心在看的。
So, if your mind gives rise to all these images, that's really saddening. It's these images that are moving, and the mind that's perceiving these images, it doesn't move itself. It's the images that are moving. Yet, if we erroneously mistaken these images, these phenomena, as the mind itself, then you will not be able to see that the mind itself is unmoving.
刚刚讲过一个，就是第一个就是看中，就是能够感知的是心啊。第二个是什么？这个真心是不动的。那第三个是这个真心是什么？我们这个心啊，是这个性，它本身是什么？不生灭的。
So the first is everything arises from the mind, and the second characteristic of the mind is that in itself is non-moving. And the third is it neither arises nor perishes.
我们刚才讲说那一个菩萨，我们发生车祸，那一大堆的这些什么如梦境的这些现象，它是什么？它是生灭的，对不对？可是这个心并没有生灭啊。
So going back to the example that we just talked about, that volunteer who drove all the way to the West Coast to do work. So while he passed out, there were all these images that arises and perishes in his mind. It comes and go, but the mind itself that's perceiving these images, the mind neither rises nor perishes.
那在经典是讲说，就是说你。 从生下来一岁、两岁、三岁啊，到现在可能50岁或是60岁、70岁啊，那你的身体都不一样，对不对？身体就是有生有灭，对不对啊？会变坏，对不对？好变，或是年就是什么年又变年轻啊，那变年长，对不对？身体一直变化啊。但是他佛就问说，你两岁的身体哈。 跑去看，他是讲恒河了，这边就要看什么哈孙利伯哈，你去看 Hudson River 哈，两岁的身体啊，去看 Hudson River 跟你现在去看 Hudson River 啊，这两个可以看到 Hudson River 的那个心哦，不是被看到的那个，有没有变？没有变，对。
So, well, as soon as we were born, we start aging, and so the body. There's arising and perishing of the body where we're constantly undergoing changes from infant to old age.
这是佛说的，对，这是佛说的。So
the Buddha has once asked this question. If you use this body, the two-year-old's body, and go observe the Ganges River, and over here we can talk about the Hudson River, so a two-year-old's body going to see the Hudson River versus using your current body to see the Hudson River, to observe the river. So what is it that's doing the perceiving? Has it changed at all?
应该是没有了哈。那也就是说，我们现在被我们感知到的现象，它是有什么？有生灭的。那能够 看到这些生灭现象，这个心本身是什么？没生灭的。
So, what it is that's doing the perceiving? There should be no changes. So the phenomenon that's being observed by us, that's being perceived by the mind, the phenomenon arises and perishes, but the mind itself does not arise or perish.
讲感觉嘛，是不是？perception就是那个像看法是吧？perception看法。他说，对你看法还是什么？你看的两岁看到那个看法还是什么？看法是你心认知的看法，不是能够认知的心。
So you're talking about perception, and perception is actually a phenomenon of the mind. That so the perception does change. But the mind that's perceiving the perceptions, it does not change.
But doesn't the mind change with the experiences throughout life. I mean, I'm not sure how to say it properly, but but as we go through life from birth to death, we're constantly experiencing new phenomena. And this phenomena obviously influences our decisions and our perceptions and our reality even. So doesn't the mind itself become tainted by these perceptions in some way?
问题是说我们在生活上 一生下来接触过很多很多不同的现象， 这些现象难道不会改变我们的心吗？ 它改变了我们很多事情的看法。 那难道我们的这个心不会 被这些现象有所改变或者有所污染或者是染浊了吗？
好，这里面就是说你的看法想法它是有相的还是没相的？它是有相的。 然后能看的心基本上是无相的。
So your perceptions, the way you think, those are basically phenomenons of the mind, and those have forms. But the mind that has the ability to do the perceiving, that's perceiving the phenomenons, itself doesn't change.
也就是说我们把我们的想法当成心呢，其实想法不是心呢。
So what you're talking about is that we have actually taken the way you think as your mind, but then it's actually not the mind that we're talking about.
所以他这边，所以中文他会讲心，他不要讲，有时候他不讲心，因为英文是把那个mind啊，这一个，因为只有一个mind而已。可是我们现在讲这个心哦，应该不是mind，对不对？
So in Chinese, sometimes they don't use the word mind, they use nature. But in English, there's really no distinction. Usually what's being used, just the word mind.
应该讲说真心好了，讲真心的，不要讲那个mind，true mind。
So there's a distinction between the mind that we generally talk about versus the true mind.
Referring to is the, would it be helpful to say what he's referring to is the brain, and that the mind is not the brain? And I think a lot of people get those two confused.
他有一个建议是说，那我们如果区分心跟头脑，这样会不会比较有帮助一点？因为很多时候或许这两个被混淆不清了。我不晓得西方的脉跟头脑有没有关系。 I'm not quite sure whether in the Western culture there's a difference between mind and the brain.
Well, the brain is the physical, and the mind is the thought, or a stream of thoughts.
But also you said that when that guy got into the accident, that his mind went back into the body. So what is it that went back into the body? Is that...
So
I'm going to translate your question first. 刚刚是说这个人他有车祸，然后后来他发现他了解到出了车祸，那他的神识就回到他自己的身上。那这个神识跟这个mind有关系吗？ 那到底是什么东西回到的身上？
妄想。<laughs>
So the answer to that is whatever that has come back to the mind is the wandering thought. Coming back to the body is the wandering thought that has come back to the body.
反正只有来气的，你可以感知到有个东西跑过去哪里的，那个全部都是被认知的东西，不是心本身，心本身是没有来去的。
So whenever you feel that there's a movement, something going to somewhere or coming back to somewhere, whenever you feel something's moving, that's always a phenomenon. It's not the mind itself.
因为你看到你回去，这个是不是你看到有一个东西被你看到？
So if you perceive that there's something that has gone back to the body or going somewhere,
then isn't there someone, something here doing the perceiving to see that an object or an entity
right.
has gone back to the body?
So
Echo's suggestion is later on we can use the analogy of water versus waves or water versus cloud to discuss the distinction between phenomenon and true nature. And that's something we'll talk about more later.
其实是有生灭的，所以说有可能我们八识妄心都活在八识妄心里面，是有可能是有真有假有变质，有在变动。啊，其实刚才所讲的是真正的心呐、啊、是没有动的，可以这样讲。没有错啊，没有，就是说反正你只要有动的现象，一定是不动的心才能够感知。所以说我们活的是活在八识的妄心里面。
So another response to your question was the mind that is aging or changing as we grow older, the mind that you are talking about is probably referring to our eighth consciousness. And the eighth consciousness is actually there's rising and perishing of the eighth consciousness, but it's still different than the true mind that we're talking about. And Fashi was then echoing what was being said, that again, it's the phenomenon that moves and changes, but the mind itself never changes. It doesn't change and doesn't move.
I just wanted to also build on what Echo said as a metaphor. I remember reading that it's the idea of the sky, which is constant, the blue sky that we see, versus the clouds that constantly shift. And so when we look at sky, we're seeing both, but one is shifting and one is constant.
所以在补充Echo菩萨说的是，你可以把它想成是天空，天空是不变的，蓝色的天，然后云是会有不同的变化。 那我们在看的时候，我们看到同时有天空也有云。
Oh, yeah. Wait a moment, yeah, they need a microphone.
Hello. There's something I don't understand. Yeah. I understand from the Heart Sutra that everything is empty, that nothing... that everything is conditioned. So how can it be that the mind does not arise and does not perish?
So他觉得刚刚我们说的这些东西跟心经有所抵触，就是所有事情都是因缘生因缘灭。那我们为什么又说这个性？
或者是真心是不生不灭的。好，我问一个问题哈，你在讲什么东西都是因缘法？请问讲这一个认知这个因缘法那个心是什么？不是，现在可以认知的，既有认知光能那个心是什么
？So let me ask you a question then. If you say everything it depends on is conditioned and it changes, so what is it that is perceiving this phenomenon, that everything is conditioned and changing?
Yeah, 你讲的啊，你不能摇头啊，你讲的，你一定知道你讲的啊，那个知道的东西是conditioned吗？ 对啊，就问他。好，再说一次啊。 就是说你在看到说什么东西都是 condition 的，那你在讲话的时候，你在用语言叙述的时候，你不能讲说你不知道这些东西嘛，因为你是心是认知的啊，这个是你的经验嘛，现前的经验嘛，那这个心你说生灭心是生灭还是不生灭？
So you are the one who's saying that everything is conditioned. So what is it that is doing, observing and perceiving that everything is conditioned? And what is it that's saying that everything is conditioned?
First, I'm only saying that it's my understanding.
Oh, all right.
But I have, I guess, had it explained to me that it's like the eardrum vibrates when there's a sound, and when there's not a sound, the eardrum isn't perceiving any sound. So is the mind like that? And but then the eardrum.
没关系。
所以他的问题是说，那之前还有人解释给我听说，我们耳朵当有声波的时候呢，那个耳朵那个耳骨膜的地方就会有所震动，那没有声音的时候，这个骨膜就不会有震动。那这个心是就像 So your question is the mind then similar to the eardrum? Is it your question? Or
I think so, yes. It isis, or this is the understanding that has made sense to me, and I'm only beginning to really think about these things. But I had it explained to me as an organ that when a thought comes, vibrates.
那所以他的问题是说，那是不是就类似的，就是当我们有想法的时候，那这个心就会有所震动。
好，那没有想法的时候，那个这个什么东西来认识这个没想法的？
But if you have no thought, if there's no thought that's causing the vibration, then what is it that is recognizing that there's no thought?
What is it?
Yeah, investigate.
Investigate. What is it?
好，我再讲一个故事哈。有一个人就是在一场车祸，那就被撞死了哈。然后这个救护车就来救嘛哈，那因为没脉搏了，也没心跳了哈，他们就直接把他送到这个什么，就送到那一个殡仪馆啊，这个冰库嘛啊。那他因为他的脚是翘起来的啊。所以要放进去以后就是弄不进去，所以他们尝试了很多次都推不进去冰窟，最后他们就一边就是压他的腿了，一边很快速这样塞，对不对哈？就因为太快了哦，他那个脚痛死了，就活过来了哈。然后他们说：“哎，没怎么没死啊？”他说：“他打从就是医务车来救他的时候，因为他。”就是没呼吸没心跳了，他是清清楚楚，但是没办法什么驱动这个身体讲话，也没办法驱动身体，他整个过程都是清楚的。所以那一个你身体不动了，没有呼吸没有心跳，你还是什么，你的心那个能够觉知的心并没有什么，并没有失去。
So let me give you another story. So there's this person who got into a car accident, and actually there was no life signs, so they thought this person was dead. So the ambulance came, and because this person had died, they decided to send him to the morgue. And as soon as the body got to the morgue, they were trying to refrigerate. So they're trying to refrigerate the corpse. And because the refrigeration space has a certain dimension, and this person's leg was bent upward, so they couldn't quite fit the body into the space. So they tried to jam it into the space, but it didn't work. So at the end, they quickly pushed down his knees and pushed his, the rest of the body into the space. And because this process, it caused so much pain, this person actually came back alive, came back to life. And so people were surprised and asked him, "We thought you were dead. What happened?" And this person then later explained that actually the whole process, he had, he was fully conscious of it. He knew what was happening. He knew the ambulance came trying to resuscitate him, and how they, the cars took him to the morgue. He was, he had clear conscious of what happened, yet he wasn't able to activate his physical body to respond or to talk, to say anything. So even when the body appeared to be dead, this mind is still alive and perceiving.
还有在我们打坐的时候，有时候我们的身体就是身体的感觉不见了，可是你还是知道你什么，你的身体感觉不见了。我们一般人就会紧张，那我跑到哪里去了，对不对？你那一个心，认知的心还是在的，但是平常你是把身体的感觉什么当成你，当成当你有一天你就身体的感觉不见了以后，我知道大部分人都会什么都会害怕，可是他们没有想到说你身体不见了以后，你那个觉知的心还是在的。
So sometimes when people are meditating and they enter the state where they feel that the body has disappeared, and sometimes people, when they encounter this situation, they might suddenly become nervous or fearful and saying, "Oh, what happened to my body?" But they fail to recognize that even when the body, when you don't no longer feel the body, your awareness is still, your mind is still aware of what's happening. But what happens is usually we mistakenly take our physical body as the self. So that's why we become fearful when you feel that the body no longer exists. But in truth, the mind is still aware.
还有就是我们可能 有一些叫濒死的书，有没有？现在有一些书叫濒死经验的，有没有？他们就是说，哦，他们什么什么穿过一个黑洞，有没有？然后过去以后，然后就看到一堆光，然后很祥和，对不对？然后最后上帝不要就把他踢回来，对不对啊？你们可以看看这个故事啊，你看出现一个黑洞，这个黑洞是不是被他看到的？不是心本身啊，对不对？然后一个很祥和的感觉，那感觉是不是他被他心所感知到的现象？是被上帝踢回来，是不是有个东西被踢回来？总而言之，他所描述的全部是什么？是现象，是不是他的心？他的心有没有去？其实都没有的。
So these days there are a lot of books and stories about near-death experience, and so oftentimes when you read in the stories is that when you feel you have died, then you walk through this, you pass through this really dark tunnel, and at the other end of the tunnel there's all this light. And all of a sudden, you feel everything is harmonious, and then you meet up with God, and God says, "You're not ready to die yet," so He kicks you back to our current realm. So what is it? What is it that is going through this experience? So when you feel that going through a dark tunnel, isn't it merely a phenomenon that is being perceived? There's something that's perceiving going through this dark tunnel. And also you feel this harmonious light engulfing your whole being. Isn't the mind perceiving this phenomenon and encountering God, God telling you that it's not your time to die yet? Again, there's, your mind is doing the perceiving. So it's the phenomenon that's moving, going to different places, going through tunnels and meeting God, but the mind itself neither goes or comes. It stays put and it doesn't move.
总而言之，就是说我们的被看到的全部都是现象，能看到现象的那个心是什么？是没有什么，没有心相，我们叫无相。
So in other words, whatever that's being perceived are merely phenomena. Those are forms. But the mind that is doing the perceiving, it in itself is no form, and it doesn't move.
好，我们这个我们就直接跳到这三个了，对不对？第一个是能够感知的是心，第二个是心，那个心是不动的，第三个是它不生灭，对不对？第四个就是就在讲说心是有相还是无相。
So those are the three characteristics of the mind. The first one is that the mind gives rise to all forms, and the second one is the mind is unmoving. The third is there's neither arising nor perishing, and the fourth one is does the mind has a form? Does it have form or is it no form?
你们认为有相还没相？
So what do you think? Do you think there's a form? Does the mind have a form or no form?
不太敢讲了，搞不清楚啊。
So since that some of you don't dare to answer, it's kind of confusing.
那经典里面是有那个佛就告诉他说，就告诉阿难啊，说你现在，他是讲说你现在看啊，你现在看到这边，譬如说你这边看到我们这一个佛堂啊，有人坐着啊，有天花板。有这个佛龛，反正你看到的哈，他把说你把你被你看到的东西叫做物体哈，就是物啊，事物的物哈。就你现在看，你看看你现在去仔细看，你看到的东西，包括你跑到外面去看到天空，看到什么东西，你看看有哪一个不是物。
So the Buddha had once asked Anan that, so look around you. Everything that you see, the space, the ceilings, the walls, the altar, or even when you go outside and you look at the sky, these are all objects that you perceive. So is there anything that you are seeing right now that you can tell me that it's not an object?
都是物嘛，对不对？你有没有办法指出哪一个是心？都是物，对不对？
So they're all objects, right? So can you call any of them your mind?
这是物嘛，所以他讲说，既然被看到的是物，所以那个能看的心就不是什么，不是物。
So since everything that you are perceiving are objects, then the thing that's doing the perceiving is a non-object.
好，这个第一个啊，哈，我们叫做什么？我们这个真心。就是物就是有相嘛，真心是无相。接下来第二个又讲，你现在看到这边哈，这边的人啊，天花板啊哈，这就是物哈。然后请问你的能看的心跟所看的物啊，这两者你们能把它切分，说哪一部分是物，哪一部分是心，你有没有办法划清它那个界限？
So we have established that, right? That whatever that we're seeing, whatever that's being perceived, we can all call those objects. It could be the people, the ceilings, the floor, the altar, they're all objects. And then whatever that you're the thing that's doing the perceiving is the mind. But can you tell me, can you draw a boundary, make the distinction between your mind and the object?
没办法，对不对？所以他们就做个简，就是说，我们这个心性不是物，但是也没有离开物。
So you can't really draw the distinction between the mind and the object. So in other words,
的心性不是
物，但是也没有离开物。
Okay. So the mind itself is a non-object, at the same time, it does not depart or separate from object.
那有时候我们会讲，就是比较大家常听的，就是他们又叫实相啊，实相就是这个真心啊，实相无相，就是它不是物，但是它也没有离开什么一切相，这样实相无相，无什么无不相。
So another word that we use to talk about this true mind is the true form. And so the true form has no form.
Reality.
So another word to use for this true mind is reality. So
true reality.
The reality.
True reality. 那就是心吗?
So true reality has no form, but at the same time,
无不像,
but at the same time, there's no object that is not this true reality.
但是如果用实相哦, 我们一般会觉得实相跟我们的 经验没有关系,
so sometimes when we use the term true reality, we may feel it's kind of abstract and it's not really quite related to us. But if we are if we use the mind to describe this phenomenon, it may be more tangible.
所以就是说，就是禅宗会用佛性哦，用心，因为这心跟现前的经验是有关系的。
So in Chan, we use the Buddha nature or the mind because the mind, there's a direct connection to the experience that we undergo.
但是如果你用什么用实相，然后是用什么空性呢？我们觉得好像那个好像跟我们的经验没关系。
Yet, if we use the terminology true reality or we use emptiness, then sometimes you may feel it's kind of lofty and not related to our direct experience.
所以这边在讲什么真如啊，实相啊，其实就是我们那一个真心。
So again, this true reality that's talking we're talking about here, or true suchness, this is also they are just another term for our mind, our true mind.
我刚刚已经讲了五个了哈。 对不对？第一个是能感知的是心嘛，哈。第二个，这个心是不动的，对不对？所有动，然后头有动，这个心是不动的。那第三个是，你两岁到五十岁的身体去看看东西，那个心身体是有变的，但是心是什么？不会生灭的啊。那第四个就是看，能看的它不是物。 但是它也没有什么离开物。So
we have talked about five of the characteristics already. The first one is it is the mind that has the ability to be aware. And the second one is even though phenomenons move, but the mind itself doesn't move. And the third one is rising and perishing. So this physical body that's doing that we have going from age 2 to 50, it changes, but the mind itself doesn't arise or perish. And the fourth one is no form, that whatever that is perceiving is not an object, but at the same time it does not depart from objects.
Oh. 就五个了哈，那我们每个人都有这样的真心，所以说众生皆有什么如来的什么智慧德性，就想现前这个心。And
so that's five characteristics that we have talked about already. And because all sentient beings have this mind, and that's why we say all sentient beings have the mind of the Buddha.
但是我们都有这个心，那为什么我们没办法体验那个不动的性呢？
But why is it that even though we all have this nature, why is it that we're not able to personally experience this unmoving characteristic of the mind?
那这里面，楞严经有讲到，就是我们的心，就是我们的心可以产生色，跟它叫它的整个名字是这样，色心诸缘集，什么？ 即心所死，诸所缘华，唯心所现。慢点，色心诸缘啊。 色心诸言，然后及心所诸所言及心所识，识就是什么？就是识，就是应该七十的识啊，诸所言法为心所现的。对，好吧，没关系，你先。为心所现，就等于是因观什么一切法为心什么一切为心造，
那色心诸缘要怎么说？
色心啊，色就是色，就是我们现在的妄心，色心啊，它一切所变的这个色心。啊，心所心有什么？
都是心。
那我来换换看吧。好，就是色就是 form 啊，然后这一个心可能就是 wandering thought or illusion mind 啊。那这 all of these 呢 ，this form and the illusion thought and all your mind create some like no great hatred some type of knowledge, no, we say perception. All this phenomenon is created by your mind. 好，好，接下来我来讲一下哈。那师父就在讲，师父其实有跟这个分析，他说我们通常是心、眼、色，然后心、眼、心。我们一般的是心颜色，那叫心颜心。
So Shifu has talked about this, that usually it's the mind that is perceiving the forms, and then after that it's the mind that's perceiving the mind.
没关系，没关系，我来解释哈。Okay. 就是说，你们现在我这个是色，对不对？我这样是一个现象，一个色，这四大所称的一个色相啊。那你用你的心对焦我这一个色相，叫做心颜色。
So this physical body is part of the four elements, and so your mind focuses on this physical form. It's called it's selecting.This physical form, focusing on it.
然后你的心就是看到我，就是你的心沿我这个色，然后接下来你就想出了，就是想到说啊，这个是什么人？那我们把它说这个叫心。结果你的心又会去连接啊，连接这一个你的想法，那叫以心言心。
So the mind first perceives this physical body and focuses on it.And focus on the form, selecting the form. And after doing that, the mind give rise to all these other phenomena relating to, oh, this physical body is belonging to the monk called Guo Xing Fa Shi, etc. And then we take those, the phenomena of the mind as the true mind. And then so the unchanging mind selects, focuses on those conditional minds.
那我们基本上就是色言心，然后在心在言心，有时候在言心，有时候在言色，反正就是色啊心啊，一直这样，就是什么点来点去的。
So it goes back and forth, or it just like a dog chasing tail. That the mind focuses first, selecting the forms, and then it makes connect to other phenomena that rises from your memory or from your thoughts. So it goes down that path, one leading to another one.
那么一般人可能可以认同，就是说你这个念头浮出来是心里面变现出来的，对不对？可是我这个人是你心变现出来，我们 书就你一定要相信。
So it's easier for us to grasp that、whatever thought that arises in our mind, we understand that it's a phenomenon arising from our own mind. That part is not so hard. But the harder part is、when you're looking at my physical form, it will be really hard for us to believe that this physical form is also arising from your own mind. Yet, Shifu says, no matter what, you need to believe in this point.
耶稣不想会口说去解释了，我尝试来解释为什么他是你心变现出来的。
And why does Shifu say that you have to believe in it? That's because、he probably didn't want to、go down and keep and explain more about it. And so now let me try to、explain why this physical form that you're seeing is still only phenomenons in your mind.
你们看到我，你们内心当中是不是要有一个形象，我这样的人的形象先在你的心中出现，然后来透过眼睛去看到这个，需不需要？
So when you are so-called seeing me, doesn't it mean that in your mind you first have to have some kind of framework or a concept of a person before you are able to see me?
不需要啊。需要还是不需要？
需要。
不需要你没办法看到我的，因为你根本就没有什么，没有一个东西要去什么要去寻找。
So it's absolutely necessary that there's first a template in your head, for you to be able to even see me in front of
you. 你心中一定有一个想要看的什么东西，然后透过这种东西再去寻找一个对象。
So in your mind, there's already at least the motive, the desire of wanting to see something, and then based on that, then you activate your eyes to go actually see the object. This 就回到我刚刚的问题，就是说，那这个是看事情的看法。那这个看法不是时间会改变它吗？
先不要谈到跑那么快，既然说你想要看一个东西，这个是不是已经变现出来
的？ So hang on to that, we're not moving so fast. Right now we're just talking about right now when you're seeing something. Isn't it true that there first needs to be a form that arises from your mind before you're able to see that thing?
yeah.
Can I? sorry. I just taught on the five skandhas, and、so it's fresh in my mind.、the way they talk about it there is your sense organ has some contact with the outside world. Let's say, for example, here's my example. A person is sleeping.Guo Jing Fa Shi happens to come into the room. The person's eyes open. Whatever the visual input is of Guo Jing Fa Shi's presence there falls on the eye of that person, creates a visual image of Guo Jing Fa Shi in the person's head, in the mind, if you want to use that very difficult.To define precisely word. Now that in the context of when the source Buddhism, as I understand it, when they're talking about going through the five skandhas, they're saying okay, or in the 12-link chain, the 12-link chain of conditioned arising, the place we get into trouble is when our sense organs have contact with the outside world.And then we start to grasp at those, at the sensations that arise. You know, it goes contact, sensation being positive, negative, or neutral, right? But if we have a sensation that we like, we want to grab more of it. If we have a sensation that we don't like, we want to push it away, right? Now, that we've already at that point moved away from what they call bare awareness,which is the simple perception of the of the visual image itself without, you know, there's a moment when this person wakes up and there's Guojing Fushi. There's a little tiny moment maybe where the person hasn't yet recognized Guojing Fushi, but at some point recognition occurs and the person goes, oh, it's Guojing Fushi. Now, that is the perception skanda, right? Is the way it's described, right? That's when you classify things. You put them into categories, right? And then after that, you might actually have a volition where you start thinking about who Guojing Fushi is and what you want to do about it and so on. And that's where samskaras, as they're called, the mental habits that we have that produce all our karma, right, kick in. And if we like Guojing Fushi, we'd be happy. If we don't like him, we might say, go away, I don't want to talk to you now, whatever, right? But it's all, that's where the habit energy, in the fourth skanda, that's where the habit energy, which we call volition here, that's the translation we usually use, but that's where the habit energy kicks in and causes us to take action, right? Now, what I'm saying is there's something different about the way we talk about it here, and it has to do with the way with mind. In this, they have this idea of bare awareness. Bare awareness, that moment when all you're doing, all that's happening is you're seeing the visual, you know, the contact is occurring, and there it is, right? But you haven't judged it, you haven't put it into any category, you haven't done anything with it yet. But then almost instantaneously, you do all those things, right? That's the way the mind works. And because we're driven by our habit energy, we very often do inappropriate things like grasp, you know, we grasp, I want it, I want more, I want more, I want more. Or we go, oh, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, and I try to push it away, right? Now, what's the difference between that analysis and all this talk about mind, okay? Sorry. I'll never do it again, I promise.
In short, translation. 所以貔菩萨他是以五蕴的角度来说，那他基本上的问题应该就是五蕴的，他认为说我们在看到一个事情的时候，有一个很基本的原始的觉照，那些是我们都还没有驱动任何的去分析的心的这个最基本的觉照。那这个跟刚刚法师在说的这个我们的心啊的作用，这两个之间又有什么关联？
我讲一个哈，真碰到有一个人，他晚上睡觉的时候，他眼睛是张开的哈。
So let me use an example to illustrate. There is a person who, when he sleeps, his eyes remain open. Have you ever met people like that?
那有一个人，我就问他说：“你在睡觉的时候，你有没有看到东西啊？”他就说：“就是一堆影像。”
So I asked, so I met this person like this, and I asked him, so when you're sleeping, do you see anything? 他有看到一堆影像。
不是，就是他很感知，可以感知一堆影像，可是他因为他心没有在影像上，所以他不知道他不知道是什么。
So His answer is that he senses a bunch of objects, but because his mind is not on it or making a differentiation, he doesn't know what he's seeing, but he just senses things.
还有就是你们可能有看过死人哈，神眼睛张开的时候，跟我们活人有没有差别？
So some of you may have seen a dead person. So sometimes when when a person dies, his eyes or her eyes remain open.So in that case, is this person similar or different than a live person? Is there any difference?
你会觉得那个人有在看你吗？
Are you going to feel that the person is looking at you?
in order for once again, this is the 18 realms. It's, you know, your eye make the eye organ makes contact with an eye object, and if, but only if, the eye organ is properly functioning, then that contact between organ and object gives rise to something that's called consciousness, which is in the case of the eye, it would be like the visual picture that we all get in our mind when we look at something, but everybody knows from the beginning that only happens if your eyes are really working, right? If you're not working, you know, the consciousness of it doesn't arise if the eye for some reason malfunctions. Everybody knows that. But same, it works the same way: eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. And then in this, they usually say mind, right? Another usage of this word mind. Okay. I mean, you people who know me know I think we should define our terms a little bit better. What mind are you talking about when you do it here, and what mind are you talking about when you're doing there? But I know it's not going to happen.
So,刚刚它是跟十八界有关联，然后首先很重要就是眼睛需要能够有正确的功用，才能够跟视连接。那比尔菩萨最后提到的是说，当我们在讲这个心的时候呢，我们应该要希望能够定义的清楚一点，到底我们在讲哪一种心，不同的用法的时候要讲清楚，不然的话，就会显得很模糊不定。
法师，我有一个经历啊，我一直不明白，我在小学五年级的时候参加数学竞赛，那时候就要上数学课嘛，所以精力非常集中，在课间的时候。我也非常集中地想那个问题。我那时候在读小学的时候，我脖子上都挂了一片钥匙，因为那是我们家的钥匙嘛。然后课间的时候，我就看到一个中年的女人就过来，她就跟我说：“你把钥匙给我。”我说：“这是我家的钥匙。”她说：“对，我就是要家里的钥匙。”然后我再看到她一会儿，才明白她就是我妈妈。我想了这么久，我这么多年都不明白为什么说我在。特别集中的想数学题的时候，为什么我没有认出来我妈妈？
对，要烦了，对，要烦。So the question in the audience is that she's asking 法师 to please try to explain this phenomenon that when she was in elementary school, that she was once in a mathematics class, and then at that time they do math competitions.So her mind was really, really engaged in trying to solve the problem. But then all of a sudden she saw this middle-aged woman walking her away. And at that time, because she's a latchkey kid, that she wears her house key around her neck that opens the door to her home. And so this middle-aged woman came to her and asked her for her key.And then she looked up and stared at the woman saying, why do you want my key? That's a key to my house. And then the middle-aged woman said, yeah, exactly. I want your key. I want that key. And then it took her a moment later to realize that, oh, that person is my mom. So why? Why did this happen? Why do I have such an experience?
好，现在整个已经到跑哪里去了。总归一句，我要讲就是说，你不管什么，你只要记住一个，你认为心是无相的，对不对？只要被你认知的东西都是有相的，那就不是那个无相的心。你只要记住这样就好了。
This discussion has gone too far and led it's off track. So back to what we're saying, so no matter what, you just have to remember the mind has no form, it's formless. And whatever phenomenon that is being perceived, being aware by the mind, it has forms, and it's not the mind that is formless.
讲个比较简单的，比如你现在看到我，我碰到一个人，他看到我，突然间他的，因为他被蛇咬了，就突然间他眼睛看不到了，可是他眼睛看不到的时候，他那个心是不是还在了？他说他看不到了，他能够认知那个心还是没有失去的，可是眼前的就因为眼睛看不到，结果眼前的东西就不见了。 可是那个心并没有什么，并没有失掉啊。
So another example, if say a person got bitten by a poisonous snake and lost his vision, for this person, he's still aware that he can no longer see. So it's the mind, the eyes, the function of the eye is gone, but the mind, the awareness is still intact.
一样的、啊，我们可能眼睛还好的，你眼睛闭起来，你现前的东西马上不见了，可是你的心。能够觉知的心，那个能力还在不在？还在啊。
Similarly, if we close our eyes, you know, if you, once you close your eyes, you can't see. But how about the mind? The mind that has the ability to be aware and to perceive, is it still there? Yes, it is.
如果你眼睛张开就关起来就没有，那眼睛张开就有，那表示那个东西是眼睛什么创造的，是不是？是不是？
So if the phenomenon, whenever you close your eyes and it's not there, but when you open your eyes and it's there, then it's a phenomenon that's created by the mind, right? It's a function of the mind.
不是，就刚就是创造的嘛。你看眼睛闭起来就没有，眼睛张开就表示是眼睛创造出来的嘛，是不是？没有眼睛。你们很经验很容易嘛，你眼睛闭起来就没有了，眼睛张开就有，表示那个东西是什么眼睛创造出来的嘛，是不是？
So this is a literal translation. So if you close your eyes, the thing has disappeared. If you open your eyes, the thing is there. Then isn't it created by the eye?
对呀，你按照这样的话，你看眼睛闭起来没有。
So then that it's just merely created by the mind, by the eye. It's similar to when you get older and then you see flies in front of your eyes. It's not there. It's created by the eyes.
所以我知道为什么师父他说，当然你们就相信就好了。
As you can see, this discussion is very complicated, and I'm starting to see why Shifu says just believe in it and ask no more questions.
我们讲那么久，现在还没讲到无念念者念真如啊，因为他对心实在是大家是什么意见都不一啊。
We have talked about this for so long already, but we still haven't gone to the phrase that we're supposed to get to today. Be mindful of no thought is to be mindful of true suchness. And that's because people all have different understandings and different opinions of what mind is.
那这个无念念者念真如，就是说你的心，那个不动的心，你不要去抓取这个对象，那你不要去抓起的话，你就会回到那个不动的心，那个心叫做真如。
So what this phrase is really saying is that the mind, as long as you're not grasping onto phenomena, you don't go out and grasp onto the phenomena that are changing, then you will be able to return to your true suchness.
因为这一个楞严经是有讲到，就是说我们这个虚空世界还有这些众生，它是怎么产生出来，它有。很详细的去介绍，本来是没有虚空、没有世界、没有众生，那怎么样变成有虚空、有世界、有众生？
In the Surigama Sutra, there's a very clear explanation of how does this world come to being? How does the empty space, sentient the world, and then sentient beings come to being? There's a very detailed and clear explanation to this process.
那我们在禅修的时候，我们有讲什么话头叫什么打破虚空，有没有？昨天那个三十天就说打破虚空笑满腮，有没有？
So that's why we talk about shattering the empty space, and once you're able to do that, then you'll be able to you're laughing, you'll be able to engage laughing truly.
那所谓的虚空就是你的心、你这个现前的心，你有对象的时候，被你感知的对象，被你感知的对象，没有东西的对象，那叫虚空。
So what we call emptiness, empty space, is when there's a subject and object, there's an object that is being perceived by the subject, by your mind, but when the object is absent, that's what we call empty space.
那个我们有一个对象被我们接触的、啊、这个叫做视，眼睛看到叫眼视，耳朵听到的有对象的就叫耳视，那视跟智慧我们就转视成智、啊、那我们现在是转智成视，就是你有能所的，一个是没能所，一个是有能所的。
So when there's an object that's being perceived by the mind, then we call it the consciousness. So when it's related to vision, then you call it the sight. And when it's related to your ears, then that's hearing. This consciousness is really no different than your true wisdom. But what we're doing is we're using our true wisdom and engage in erroneous use of consciousness.
所以我们在那个默照的那个禅法就讲说，你不要对眼而照，就是你不要有一个对象，然后你去认知那个对象，那这样的话你的那一个你这个真如啊，你的这一个空性就不会跑出来。
So that's why when we practice silent illumination, we talk about try to be aware without focusing on any object.Because once you focus and grasp onto a particular object, then you no longer are able to see your true suchness.
那假设你比如说你如果不对应而照，然后让你一直我们说攀岩，你一直想要去看的这个习性，这个惯性的力量全部什么停下来以后，你那一个你的真如的心就会什么就会显现。
So if you don't focus or limit your awareness to a particular object, then this momentum of our mind continuously grasping onto different objects will gradually stop, and then over time your true mind will reveal itself.
那么因为现在刚才我们讲，你们可以看看，就是说你所认知的，或是认知的你，还是别人，基本上其实都是什么？都是被你感知的对象，不是那个能感知的真心。
So, whether you are perceiving yourself or perceiving other people, those are merely phenomena or object that is being perceived by the mind. It's not the true mind itself.
也就是说，就都是有什么有一个主体的那个我，或是主体的心，然后看到。客体的对象，我们基本上都是这样子，有主体的心，能够认识的，你不管叫他什么名字，能够认识的，然后感知到一个客体的对象。
So in other words, the way that we tend to operate is that there's a subject, whatever you call that entity, the mind or whatever, that is doing the perceiving, and then there is an object that is being perceived, and that's how our mind operates continuously with a sense of subject and object.
那如果说你有客体的对象被你认识的这一个它叫有恋不是无恋
So as long as there's still an object that is being perceived then you are not in the state of no thought that is still you are engaged in thought you still have thought
那如果我们的真心用这种方式看就是这样看有对象的看的话这个真心或是这个真如就变成妄视
So, if we continue to operate this way, selecting or perceiving an object, then this true suchness that we have, this true wisdom, is actually called false consciousness,
那也就是,
false mind.
就是说有对象的，你有对象的认知，那就叫是。没有对象的认知，那叫智，你的智就跑出来了。
So when you are aware with an object, your awareness is operating with an object, then 就是是 then it's the false mind or conscious. But if you are aware without object, then it's your true wisdom, your true nature.
那一个就是佛啦，跟众生，我们的心是一样的，可是我们的众生是有认知的对象的。那佛他是不去有认知对象的，就差这样子，就是运作的模式不一样而已。
So the true difference between the Buddha and sentient beings is because sentient beings operate with a sense of object, and whereas the Buddha is aware, but he has no object that he's particularly focused on, and that's the only difference. The mind itself is the same.
那如果你懂这个道理，那你也可以记住一点哦。被你认知的对象啊，是不是你心里面的东西？
If you understand this principle, then there's one more thing to remember. Whatever that is being perceived by you, isn't it a phenomenon, a form in your own mind?
被你认知，被你想到的这些对象，想到的什么事，是不是都是你心里面的东西？
Whatever that's been perceived by you, or whatever thought that has been come up by you, created by you, aren't these merely things that arises from your own mind?
好，那如果你知道是你的东西，下次请你讲说啊，我对我想到的东西很高兴，我想到的东西很生气，你请就告诉你自己。
Well, if you understand this principle, then next time when things happen, then you can say, oh, I'm being very angry at the phenomenon that's created by my mind, or I'm being very happy with this phenomenon that's created by my mind.
所以下次你在讲说这个人很糟糕啊，你可以告诉对方说我在跟我自己讲话。
So next time, if you feel that that person is really lousy, then you can tell yourself, I'm merely having an internal dialogue with my own mind.
这真的是这样子的。他们禅师是说，他讲话他是跟自己讲话，可是你自己认为是我在跟你讲话，那是你自己的什么？你自己的分别心。
So that's how true Chan masters, how they operate. They realize that it's merely all internal, a dialogue. But whereas sentient beings, we feel that there's a speaker and a person that's being spoken to. But then that's just the way we operate with a sense of subject and object.
我们刚才不是讲吗？以心言色，以心言心嘛，都是你心中的东西嘛，对。
So then we talked about this phrase earlier, where we use our mind to select forms, and then we use the mind to select false minds, and that's just the way we operate.
如果你要这样子的话，那以后你这样，你跟自己玩游戏的那个什么，那个习性慢慢就会什么，就越来越少。
Well, if you are able to recognize that, then in the future you will realize that you are merely playing games with yourself, and the chance of you doing that will become less and less.
到最后，可能你可以发觉你本来是你现前这一念跟前一念在玩游戏啊。那假设你知道这个是自己的话，到最后就是现前一念不再。去跟前一念玩的时候，那现前一念什么东西都是你的心。
So, if you're able to practice like this, then you will gradually understand that it's merely your present mind that's engaging, interacting with your previous, your present thought is engaging with the previous thought and playing games with it. And gradually, if you continue to have this awareness, you will.Be able to realize that your present thought, whatever that rises in your present thought, is your mind itself.
然后你记住这一个原则，你可以去看呐、啊，你自己前一念浮出来以后，你第二念跟前一念互动，那道理你是跟第二念互动，还是没有互动？其实是没有的，也没时间讲了、啊。
So if you try to observe like that, you
其实没有
that you will see, and you're going to start to feel that it's your present thought that is interacting with your previous thought. But if you investigate further, are the two thoughts really interacting with each other? You'll see that it's, there's actually no interaction happening between the thoughts.
我举个例子说，我你好，对不对？请问好有没有跟你互动？
So let me give you a really quick example. If I say, how are you? You and how, is there any interaction relationship between the two?
No. 你看到你好，这个好认不认识你？
So do the words or the thoughts, do they know each other? Are they interacting with each other?
好，再多用了。好，我用这个哈，这个手掌哈，现在变成拳头哈。然后这个拳头刚才有没有跟刚才那个手掌互动？
没有。So let's use another example. Your hand making a palm versus your hand making a fist. Between the palm and the fist, do the two interact with each other?
所以师父跟我讲，很早以前呢，他跟我讲两样，我是听不太懂的啊。一个是可以听懂，一个是他说当体即空啊。那第二个是什么？你当你发觉的东西，它已经消失了。
师父 has once told me this before, and that time I couldn't quite understand. That is.Whatever you perceive at the moment, as soon as you have perceived it, it's already gone.
啊，所以说你我们讲话，我们一直以为我跟前一念有关系，是没关系的。
So as we're talking, we keep feeling that whatever we're saying is related to the previous thought, whereas the thoughts are really just not related to each other at all.
没时间的。
We're out of time.
Yeah, we. yeah, you can talk after that.
Let's talk after.